Hi, this is Larry Connolly, Associate Editor for the American City and County Magazine. I'm speaking today to Jim Fahey, Government Affairs Director for the American Public Works Association. He's here to talk about the new transportation deal recently approved by Congress that provides about $105 billion for highway and transit projects across the country. Mr. Fahey, thank you for talking to us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Larry.
The transportation bill authorizes federal highway and transit funding through fiscal year 2014. What does that mean directly for transportation projects and for people in the public works industry?
Well, first of all, MAP 21 authorizes, as you indicated, about $105 billion for highway, transit, and safety programs. That's going to translate approximately $40 billion per year on the highway side and about $10.7 billion on the public transportation side. Now, that's a continuation of essentially current investment levels plus an inflation factor going forward. For state and local governments, MAP 21 really means stable funding for the next 27 months. As you're aware, for the last couple of years or so, since late 2009, state and local governments have had to confront a series of temporary funding extensions. Of course, projects take years to implement, and with unstable funding outlook, it's very difficult for state and local governments to plan and program their projects. So what MAP 21 really means, of course, now is that we can move forward with projects and plans and programs and putting in place projects that are really going to bring economic benefits to communities, putting people to work, and rebuilding and repairing infrastructure.
So is that what happens next, both in the coming months and over the bill's two-year funding period?
Yes, in fact, we're going to see some significant implementation work taking place this fall and into next year, and in some cases probably leading up close to the end of the authorization period. MAP 21 involves a number of changes and reforms. For example, it consolidates or eliminates some 60 programs, includes some new provisions, expediting project delivery. So that's going to involve an implementation process, some promulgation of rulemaking, and work moving forward, making the changes contained in MAP 21. I think it's also important to point out, given the fact that MAP 21 is in a two-year funding period, that while does provide that funding stability I indicated earlier, it really is a stopgap funding measure. And I think the next 2 years will give us an opportunity to take a hard look at the options and alternatives out there to provide expanded and new revenue sources to fund our transportation needs.
Okay. Well, you've mentioned some specifics. What's good parts about the deal? Are there parts that APWA is concerned about?
Well, let me start with the project delivery. MAP 21 focuses a significant portion of its reforms on expediting the project delivery process. These reforms range from integrating planning and review processes to establishing concurrent review mechanisms. We see these project reform areas as a important way to deliver projects more efficiently, saving money in the process, particularly given how tight budgets are. We, in particular, are pleased to see in MAP 21 some areas where categorical exclusions are expanded. We think it's certainly time to do that, particularly for small projects that don't utilize a lot of federal dollars. And we see this as a real opportunity to advance those projects forward more quickly, and again, as I indicated, saving money. Another important area, I think, in MAP 21 is it nearly doubles investment in safety. And another area that we're real pleased about is that MAP 21 retains dedicated funding for off-system bridges. That's about $650 million a year for bridges that are not on the federal aid system. As you know, a good number of those are locally owned bridges. So we see a lot of positive things in MAP 21. There is going to be an implementation process. I know there's going to be an adjustment process. So we're going to be working with our state, federal, and local partners to make sure that the implementation process and the new provisions in MAP 21 move ahead as smoothly as possible.
Well, the bill maintains federal transportation taxes at the current level, and that's 18.4 cents a gallon for gasoline and 24.4 cents for diesel. Does that fully finance highway and transportation programs?
Well, MAP 21 essentially invests all available resources from the trust fund, and of course the trust fund, the highway trust fund, receives its revenues from those gasoline and diesel taxes you referred to. But MAP 21 was also supplemented by offsets from the general fund and other sources. Although we anticipate the trust fund will remain solvent through the life of MAP 21, as I indicated earlier, it really is a stopgap measure from an infrastructure investment needs standpoint. We really see, again, this time while MAP 21 is in effect as an opportunity to look at a range of solutions to address the revenue shortfalls confronting our transportation system.
Does APWA support raising the gasoline tax?
APWA supports a number of options to increase revenues to meet our infrastructure needs. That includes increasing motor fuel taxes. It includes transitioning over to a vehicle miles traveled fee system as the technology is perfected in this area. It also includes developing and utilizing innovative financing tools such as public-private partnerships and other options as appropriate.
Well, as Government Affairs Director, do you sense they're supporting Congress for raising the gas tax?
There is some support. Issue, well, given the economic climate, I think that has suppressed to some extent some of the support that we saw over the last few years for raising the motor fuels tax. It really is the only option in the near term, as we see it, to provide the revenues that are necessary to address the infrastructure needs, the transportation infrastructure needs that exist. So yes, there is support. I think we, as stakeholders, certainly have responsibility to continue to look at the full set of options that are out there and to educate everybody about how important it is to invest the levels of funding that we need to going forward. And certainly, again, as I indicated earlier, the two-year period that we have or so under MAP 21 is really a time to really begin moving forward on the revenue issues.
Okay. Well, Mr. Fahey, thank you again for talking to us today.
Well, thank you. It was certainly my pleasure.